NBA. Ain't gonna quit. No matter what. Never lay down, never give up. I am a fighter. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, it's been a year since allegedly female basketball player Brittney Griner got arrested in Russia for trying to sneak illegal marijuana cartridges into that country. It's been 6 months since the Biden regime released Russian weapons dealer Viktor Bout, the merchant of death, in return for Griner. By the way, while allowing another American to keep languishing in a Russian gulag. Why? Because he's a white male and a veteran, and so his life, of course, is worth less than Griner's. Well, now Griner has had yet another airport incident, this time of a more entertaining variety, courtesy of Blaze TV host Alex Stein.
BG, was that a fair trade for the merchant of death? I know you kill it on the court, but he kills it in real life. Is it true you'd have sex with Vladimir Putin to get released from Russia, Britt?
Get out of the way, dog.
Britt.
Get out of the way.
Britt, is it true you had to...
Get out of the way.
What about his wife?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to talk to Brittney. Hey, Britt. Do you still want to boycott America, Brittney?
Stop.
Look at me.
Stop. Stop.
I'm weird. Why? She hates America. What about the merchant of death, Britt? Get off me.
Stop, dude.
Get off me.
Was that a fair trade for the merchant of death? I know you killed it on the court, but he killed in real life.
Is it true you had to have sex with Vladimir Putin?
What are you doing?
Get released from Russia, Britt?
Britt!
Why are you being like that?
Dude, I want to talk to Britt. Yeah. Britt, are you scared to talk to me? Britt, you're scared.
Have a good day.
The merchant of death, Britt.
Have a good day.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Get off me.
Stop now. Britt. Britt, do you hate America?
Here, come on.
Britt, was it a fair trade for the merchant of death? Britt, was it a fair trade? Brittney!
Done?
Was it a fair trade? Why are you grabbing me?
Because you're running up.
I want to talk to the famous athlete.
You talk to me. How about that?
Okay, well, do you like protecting her, even though she hates our country?
I do what I need to.
Well, do you think that she...
Have a good day.
Did you hear that she had sex with Vladimir Putin?
Have a good day.
I mean, come on, that's a funny clip. Any normal person would laugh at that clip. Unless, of course, you're America's media. Or a blue check mark on Twitter. They've absolutely lost their minds, suggesting that this bit that you just watched was a hate crime. The Phoenix Mercury, Griner's WNBA team that nobody watches, say that Griner's safety was in danger. Of course, it wasn't. She wasn't in danger at all. Alex Stein, does he look like a dangerous person that was just going to go attack Brittney Griner? Literally no one is in danger from comedians doing bits. It was as dangerous as athletes getting followed around by reporters, which happens literally every day for players in sports leagues that people actually do watch. One hilarious aspect of this is that the WNBA activists are now arguing that the league should start chartering private flights for its teams in the name of safety. Of course, that's insanely expensive, and since nobody watches the WNBA, it would be horrible for the league's bottom line, but... Since they just exist as a welfare program of the NBA, the attitude seems to be, who gives a shit? Alex Stein also hosts Primetime with Alex Stein on Blaze TV, and he joins us now. Alex, you were really putting her in danger there.
100%, Stu, but I got to start off by saying I'm a big fan. I love your moon landing stuff. Obviously, we didn't land on the moon, and a lot of your COVID stuff I really like. And you might not know about this about me, Stu. I'm actually in the bail bond business. I grew up, my dad's a bail bondsman, so actually... you have a little experience with that, and I'm saying it's a terrible...
I wonder if we track down any of your pops' fugitives.
Probably so. I'm just saying it's funny now. It isn't a lot better being a broadcaster, so I just want to say this is a lot better. Guys, dealing with criminals, and I'm telling you, the white-collar criminals are the worst one. I'd rather deal with, like, a drug dealer or a prostitute. They're, like, easier to deal with and more trustworthy than a lot of other criminals. But I digress. So back to the WNBA. Yes. And because this is a conspiracy show, Stu, and because I'm a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist myself, I want to state this. I was paid by the WNBA to do this. These ladies are sick of flying Southwest Airlines. They're sick of Spirit Airlines. So I was paid by the WNBA to go confront Brittany Griner in order to make her look like she was some hero in mortar so that these ladies don't have to go through TSA anymore. So I want to get that conspiracy in the ether that this is an inside job created by the WNBA.
You stood right next to Brittany Griner. I'm thinking that this guy deals with a twig and berries. What say you?
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that. A lot of people say that. And, you know, Stu, I speak out a lot about the transgender stuff. And I think it's insane what they're doing to young kids when it comes to, you know, all of these gender ideologies at such a young age, you know, the pride flag in the elementary school. But when it comes to trans, there is one little nuance that not a lot of people talk about on both sides. It's the fact that some people are born intersex, Stu. And I'm sure you know this, where they might have a uterus that doesn't work, or they might have even a male penis. And at birth, this is why we have gender reassignment clinics today. A long time ago, there'd be a very rare application where you would need to give a child hormones because they were born intersex. Obviously, later on, they couldn't, you know, procreate. They wouldn't have the functioning, you know, parts to have a baby. But you would have to reassign a baby at a young age. So all these people in the conspiracy world that say, oh, it's really a guy, I think that she probably has all of the guy chromosomes, but I've never seen her naked. So I do think it is possible for a woman to have all of those masculine traits because of intersexuality, which is, you know, a mix of male and female.
Yeah, Dinesh D'Souza did a poll. He said, you know, hey, I have no problem believing that Barack Obama is gay, but come on, yeah, but come on, Michelle Obama is just an ugly and hideous woman. Can't really be a man. What say you?
Yeah, well, that's my favorite question to ask people, you know, and you see, Joan Rivers said that same statement and then died shortly thereafter during
5 weeks
plastic surgery.
Yeah,
I know. So listen, I mean, I say the conspiracy, it makes a lot of sense. Where are the pictures of Michelle with a baby? But at the same time, you know, Stu, it's like, there's another reason why she's not. Why is she running for president? I think she'd easily win. I'm just saying there's a lot of skeletons in Michelle Obama's closet. But when you say, oh, there's a video of her dancing on Ellen, that means she has a penis. I don't know. I think there's other evidence that proves that more. But is she transgender? I don't know. I mean, it's certainly possible. I'll tell you that much. I want that. It's doubt. Like her gender is sadly up for question. And
this program believes that he is going to, whatever it is, make a late bid in 2024 and come in as, like, you know, the savior. She's following the same exact career path as, you know, her homosexual alleged husband, Barack Obama, with all the, you know, stay away from the cameras, community activism, organization, book writing, all of these things. Malik Obama made reference. Barack Obama's estranged brother made reference to Michelle actually being a man. And I think that the guy pretending to be Michelle Obama is absolutely going to run. And I think that that has a lot to do with this incessant trans push that we have right now. We have to normalize this so that we can have the first tranny president.
Well, you know, there is going to be something weird. And that's why I think what they're doing with Trump right now is they're basically laying down the beta program so they can use it on Joe Biden. And I think Joe Biden is not going to finish his term. And I think they're going to put Kamala Harris as president because that is like the multicultural, multiracial person. But yeah, a transgender person, they would love that. I mean, you look at Rachel Levine and all the transgender people that are in the top of our military services. So obviously they would love that. The CIA, the FBI, they would all be about that. But when it comes to Michelle, I don't know. I mean, if she really is a man, like you say, let's say she is, I don't think she could run because that would have to come out, right? I mean, that would have to, wouldn't it, Stu? That's the only reason I think that's why she hasn't done it. And then you talk about Barack Obama. Larry Sellers said that he smoked crack with him and gave him fellatio. There's people on record saying that. And this is before he was president. So it's just, I don't know. Obama is a goofball. His mother, you know, his grandmother, I believe, was like a financier for the CIA. His mother was, you know, working for the CIA. And I mean, there's just it's very weird. And then the connection of Obama to the Bushes is very weird. What is it? Barry Satoro, his Lolo Satoro, his stepfather, was in the oil and gas business with the Bushes. It's just a very small world. And there's a club of people that you and I are not in, Stu.
Yeah. Who was right about that? George Carlin. It's one giant club and we're not in it. This is a murderous crime syndicate is what they are. The Bushes are murderous heathens. But back to Brittany Griner, speaking of murderers, the merchant of death. We exchange for this WNBA that nobody watches, alleged female basketball player. Meanwhile, we're leaving other people, you know, white males in the gulags there in Russia. How can the regime be serious about this? I mean, why isn't this being addressed? Why is this? We're supposed to all just believe that this is normal. It's a joke. It's a huge joke.
And let's be real. You know, she came from Phoenix where they have recreational marijuana. And obviously it's against the law in Russia to have weed and they have, you know, more severe penalties. But what she did was not that bad. She was a political prisoner. But to trade her for the Merchant of Death straight up, that's an F. ESPN trade grade, that is an F. And that just shows you that they don't actually care about bringing back our American heroes. Our vets, you talk about the war in Ukraine, like literally they want World War III because the only industry we have in America is Raytheon, Halliburton, is we create industries to make weapons to kill people. So that's why we like war. So, I mean, when it comes to Brittany Griner and the Merchant of Death, America probably likes the Merchant of Death out there because then he can resell our weapons to other countries. I mean, so it probably benefits us to have the Merchant of Death out there, believe it or not. It's like even a new car lot likes a used car dealer because they'll take their old cars I can't put on the lot and they'll sell them. So I'm just saying there's a use for the Merchant of Death, and there's a reason why he's out and Paul Whelan, who is a vet, is still in jail. So America doesn't care about America. America cares about the New World Order.
Whether it was a small crime or not, marijuana, it's legal in I don't know how many states, you know, all over the place. Here in the People's Republic of Minnesota, it is now legal. I don't think it's gone into effect yet. But the fact is that she violated the law in Russia. Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't feel bad for her. You knew that it was illegal. You intentionally went and did it. You were arrested and you were put in jail. I mean, that's what happened, political prisoner or not. But you mentioned something interesting, and I want to ask you about this because I think your opinion matters. You know, the idea of being like a dope salesman, if you want to make some quick cash, perfect, awesome, go sell dope. Or, you know, get in the black market of something or sell, you know, street pharmaceuticals, whatever it is. But if you really want to make big cash, then you get into like big pharma, right? You start hustling these death shots and things like that. But now if you really, really want to get into the biggest money ever, sell the munitions and the weapons that are required for war. Sell the financial contracts that are required for war. So my question to you, this program has said, I have said personally, that I believe that Ukraine is just one big Lockheed Martin missile testing site enriching NGOs. I've said that it's a fake war with that premise. What say you?
Well, I mean, when you say it's a fake war, yeah, I mean, you look at Kiev, at the McDonald's in Kiev, it looks nicer than any McDonald's in Chicago, I'll tell you that much. I mean, Chicago McDonald's look a lot rougher than the one that I saw in Kiev. And is it a fake war? I mean, I've seen all these videos now, Stu. At the first, I was like, oh, is this Wag the Dog? Are they literally like doing this in a studio? You know, that's my conspiracy first thing. But no, now I've seen enough videos where I do think people are dying. I don't know if it's how many people, you know, obviously they're going to lie and inflate whatever's really happening. But it's just very convenient. As soon as we get out of Afghanistan, as soon as you get out of the Middle East, now they figure out, oh, well, let's go start World War III. And we started this war. America is the one that twisted Ukraine's arm into this war. Vladimir Putin didn't want to have to do it, but he doesn't want the United Nations on his doorstep. It's basically a pissing match. And Russia really doesn't care, I don't think. I mean, I know they're losing people and their, you know, country's taking a big hit, but I guess in the face of things in the world, 30,000 foot view, they don't want to bow down to the New World Order. So I'm not a Putin stan, but I don't blame him, I guess, for trying to defend his country when he knows United Nations and America is trying to team up against him. So it's a very weird situation. It's obviously a waste. We're spending $100 billion. Now it's over $100 billion. Yet our border, I mean, every single day you're talking about drug dealing. I mean, the fentanyl crisis, we've had over 100,000 drug overdose deaths. People don't care about that. If you're going to put the military anywhere, put them on our southern border, not the border between Ukraine and Russia that nobody could even pick out on a map. So yeah, the war is fake in that there's really no purpose for it. They could come to an agreement. I think the original agreement was just keep the Donbass region autonomous, and you could pick to say whether you're Russian or Ukraine. This is ridiculous. We have no business being in Ukraine.
Taiwan is up next. Sudan, we're sending, you know, people, the State Department, Victoria Nuland, the failure that she is, we're sending them there. You know, NATO was, it was designed for one purpose, and that was to fight Russia. And so yeah. Kirby had to admit that really the agitators here is the United States of America and NATO. We promised that we would no longer expand NATO east, and all we have done is renege on that promise over and over and over again by continuing to expand east towards Russia. I mean, we would have a problem if Russia was putting nukes on the Canadian border or in Mexico for that matter. Obviously, it would be an issue.
No, and what really makes me mad too is like the hypocrisy is everybody on the left likes this war. That's what pisses me off the most. Even though I think both sides are, you know, dumb, the right and the left, you know, I'm saying both sides are crooked when it comes to our politicians, but the people on the left, that want this war so much that are so against Nazis when the Azov Battalion is a openly Nazi, you know, wing of their military. And you never hear anybody on the left or from the mainstream media basically talk about that. So they call everybody a Nazi, yet they're supporting literal Nazis. That's what makes me mad, is nobody calls out that hypocrisy.
Hundreds of billions of dollars to fund Nazis. The American people weren't asked about this. You know, and our Republican majority controlled, fake, by the way, that is a total construct, Republican, Democrat, it's all fake. This is a uniparty. These are a bunch of criminals that hold, you know, the inflated bribery and blackmail material on each other. They all have pictures of each other having sex with little kids. It's disgusting. Probably. They're getting paid off by Pfizer. They're getting paid off by special interest group and big pharma and lobbyists. It's all corrupt. It's all a swamp. I mean, the whole thing needs to be drained completely. There is no plan. There's no Kraken that's about to get released. Q drops aren't going to save us. If we want to drain the swamp, then we have to drain it. But these Republicans are just as equal. If we really have a Republican-controlled Congress, then why aren't they doing jack? They control the purse strings and the finances that keep this war going. How about not a red cent for the DOJ, not a red cent for the military-industrial complex? We will not fund this war in Ukraine at all anymore. Bring all of the American troops home right now. Shut down these military installations abroad. And militarize our border. Shut it down right now. We are being invaded, period. And 30 seconds, final words.
Did you see Lindsey Graham said all dead Russians are good Russians? Not all Russians are bad. It makes me sad that people on the right love to murder people. Thank you for having me on, Stu.
Yeah. Pfizer butt slut, Lindsey Graham. Mm-hmm. That's who he is. Alex Stein, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Peace.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration. Welcome back. So one key part, actually probably the main component, the main ingredient in the recipe for our fake murderous government's steadily growing tyranny is how it has vastly expanded its power to collect information on people in America and all around the world, of course, under the guise of national security. And then they placed only paper-thin restrictions on how all of this information gets used. Under Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, Our so-called intelligence community is allowed to spy on people under just a couple of conditions, too, actually. They have to be both foreigners and not present in the United States. So basically, if you're currently outside of the country and you're not a U.S. citizen, anything goes. Well, that sounds fine in theory. But remember how we collect information these days. We have the technology, meaning the government has the technology to basically track any phone call, any video chat, any text message. And yes, that includes encrypted apps like Signal and Telegram, Proton Mail, anywhere in the world. And everybody knows telecommunications is global now. So when we go to spy on people making calls in, say, China or Russia or Iran or Mexico, we're really just allowing ourselves to spy on the entire planet. And that, of course, includes plenty of American citizens. But don't worry, our government said, we're implementing safeguards. So what are these safeguards exactly? Oh, well, that's easy. They set up something called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, or FISC, which is supposed to rule in secret whether it's okay for the FBI to use our massive database of foreign intelligence to grab data on U.S. citizens. Don't worry, guys. The FISC will protect us, they said. Yeah, no. According to a new report from the Director of National Intelligence, just over the last few years, the FBI alone conducted illegal searches of American citizens through our intelligence database, not once, not twice, not even 10,000 times. No, they conducted more than 278,000 illegal searches. This was just in the period of 2016 through 2020. So now let's put that number into perspective. 2016 through 2020, that's a five-year period with 1,827 days. That's more than 150 illegal searches every single day. That's not, whoops, our bad. That's not, oh, that was an oversight. That's our mistake. No, that's not a paperwork flub. Mm-mm. No, that is a criminal, systematic effort to spy on the American people. And they weren't even limiting these to cases with a clear foreign component. They used these illegal searches to spy on people during the George Floyd riots, to collect information on the family members of crime victims, to monitor people who donated to certain congressional candidates. And of course, you knew this one was coming, to hunt down suspects after January 6th. Now, here's the best part. Section 702 of FISA is up for renewal this year. So if we just let it expire, we dramatically curtail the FBI's power to spy on Americans because we take away these excuses that they use. But now the FBI is claiming to Congress that we shouldn't worry because they promised that they made their procedures much better in the last couple of years, so they're definitely not illegally spying on us quite as much as they were before. How stupid do they think we are? Actually, that's the wrong question. They're working with Congress here, so the question isn't how stupid are they, it's how cowardly and corrupt are they. We've seen this play out before. Congress will act all tough and all concerned about privacy, and they'll hold some hearings and babble about accountability, and then later this year, they'll fold. And they'll give the FBI and the rest of the deep state all of the money and all of the power that they need to spy on us forever. There's an obvious solution here, if you care at all about American liberties. Let Section 02 expire. Because actually, America doesn't need to be playing global police and spying on the entire planet. Let it expire. And then do one better and pass new laws instead. Here's an idea. If a federal agent illegally spies on an American citizen, they get life in prison. The end. This massive intelligence state is evil and pointless. They've used 9/11 and a handful of other attacks to justify a massive bureaucracy with a massive power grab, and they want this power grab to last forever. The moment the war on terrorism goes away, they invent another excuse to have absolute power. Excuses like stopping Russian interference, or right-wing extremists, or white nationalists, or radical Christians. It's all worthless, except for entrenching the regime's power. The only reason that we have to worry about terrorism is because these people intentionally keep our borders open to let terrorists in. And because they have us get involved in wars 10,000 miles away in shithole countries that are none of our business. So you know what? That's the fix. Stop the foreign adventures, close the borders, militarize the border, shoot the people invading our country, and take the criminals who think they deserve to rule the world and give them the punishment that they deserve. Colonel Rob Manis is a 32-year Air Force combat veteran, a former wing commander four times, and a survivor of the 9/11 attack on the Pentagon. Today, he's host of the Rob Manis Show, and he joins us now. Colonel, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me on, Stu.
Yeah. Why do these so-called Republican members of Congress run around holding these accountability hearings, pretending to give a damn, and then allow the FBI to continue to criminally spy on American citizens?
Because we continue to let them get away with it and vote them back in. It's almost impossible to unseat these individuals, and the individuals that are elected to those offices are usually supported by the establishment state that is illegally spying on us. Look, I was, as you mentioned, I was in the Pentagon on 9/11 and Section 702, really those powers were an outgrowth of that. That was something that seemed to be needed initially by that Congress and that president, but it should have never been passed in the first place, because absolute power corrupts absolutely, as has been famously said for, you know, hundreds of years. And that is what's happening here. And now when you look at what's happening with President Trump, you can see that this unelected intelligence bureaucracy holds great power over every single individual in the United States. And if you think they hold great power over a president, they're holding that power over the heads of these senators and congressmen. And, you know, this year, all it would take would be for the Republican-controlled House of Representatives to just ignore any requests or laws passed to reauthorize 702 out of the Senate and not do anything. That's all we have to get them to do. But you're right. What's likely to happen is, okay, the hearings in the Senate have already started. You know, Senator Hawley looks like a good a basher of the FBI. And he is, and Mike Lee from Utah is also that way, and very liberty-minded and constitutional-minded senator. But they're vastly outnumbered. Again, the intelligence state has great power holding it over the heads of every single person that has decision-making authority over this reauthorization, and it should not be reauthorized.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that we continue to allow this. And, you know, it's this program's position that voting is fake. I mean, we've watched elections be hijacked right out in the wide open. They're just not doing anything about it. The corruption is so thick and so obvious and so blatantly set up. I mean, the steal was on in 2016. The steal happened in 2020. We watched it happen again in 2022. We watched it happen with Kerry Lake in Arizona. I mean, the ballot harvesting and the mail-in ballots and the internet-connected machines, it's all just fake. Voting is fake at this point. So what does an American do, or a group of Americans do, to take back their government? As you know, Colonel, the Constitution is very clear what to do with a government that becomes oppressive to your God-given, inherent, inalienable rights, and that is to abolish or tear down and then replace that tyrannical form of government with a government that is representative truly of the people. And currently, we live in a fake system. We don't have a two-party representative constitutional republic. At this point, we have a tyranny. Oligarchs are running this country, a murderous, illegitimate regime.
I don't disagree with your take on election integrity. My goodness, I have great questions about every election that I've seen, especially since 2016. And you're right, the deal was on. They were shocked that Donald Trump managed to get elected by very narrow margins. And they only won by very narrow margins. It just so happens almost those same margins in the same six states in 2020 when they stole the election. And that's right. I said it. That's what I believe happened. The 81 million votes thing is what gets me. There is no way statistically and data from a data perspective or logically that that could have ever happened from a reality perspective. So I think that we totally agree on those things. The question is, what can we do? We have a right to abolish this government, as it says in the Declaration of Independence and the constitutional law that was instituted by the states. We have a right to abolish the federal government. We do that in a couple of different ways. We can do that through the states who devise the compact already. One of the things that I've called for just in the last few days is for state governors to boot the FBI and the Department of Justice offices out of their borders and tell them they're no longer welcome to operate there because they're not fairly and equally applying the laws of the United States to their citizens. And it's the state's right under the Constitution of the United States to be able to do that, because the federal government doesn't really have that power. The states do. And that's one of the things that we can do. Call your governor's office. Millions of phone calls, and they vote. We vote. It's harder to fix the elections at the state and local level. It can be done. So don't forget about that, protecting election integrity. But that's where I think the answer is really here, is to get states to take their control back, which is allowed by law. And then we don't have to get into a fight with violence and those kinds of things like the left likes to do and burn everything down. That would not be my preference. But at the same time, buy your guns and ammo and train and organize your neighborhoods and communities so you can defend yourselves if those leftists decide they're going to take up arms again and start burning everything down, because you need to exercise your Second Amendment rights and don't ever give up your guns for any authority.
No, we saw what happened to Australia when they gave up their guns. We see what happened, you know, in Canada with these serious gun grabs. I mean, confiscation is definitely looming. That is the ultimate goal. The only reason that they haven't completely ushered in full Nazism, authoritarianism, one world order, new world order, great reset, one world governance, all of whatever you want to call it. The only reason that they haven't completed that totally here in the United States, although be it when you step outside, you can plainly see it happening all over the place, is because there are 450 some odd million documented registered guns in this country, which tells me that there's probably almost double or even three times that, because just go to the south side of Chicago and ask those guys, hey, is your gun registered, by the way? Is that gun registered to you? Let me see the serial number, if it still exists, because they file them all off and use them as murder weapons. As we know, criminals are the only ones that are allowed to have guns, but that confiscation is looming. What if you live in the People's Republic of Minnesota, like myself, where you have this tyrannical transgender ushering in clown Walls, who's doesn't care how many millions of phone calls that he gets to say, hey, we have to stop this. Let's kick the DOJ and the FBI out of this state. He'll say, no, I'm going to invite more of them in here. And by the way, we're going to target you. That's what he would probably do to me. So what do you do at that point? Move out of Minnesota, just give up your ground? How does a Minnesotan conservative, or just of any political party, an American who appreciates individual liberty and wants our state and our country back, how do you handle tyrants like Walls?
Well, one of the issues, and fortunately, we do still have that option. You can move. This is the United States of America. Your option of being mobile is a right that has never been able to be challenged by either a federal or a state government. So they can't make you stay there. But I'm like you. I don't like to give up ground. And you know what? Resist, resist, resist. The school issue, when you see rainbow flags and that kind of pride celebrations inside a government school, get out there and get in their faces at the school board meetings, organize and get that stuff out on the media. Because you know what? The only thing that stops these freaks is when they get public pressure. And the only way you can do that is to get them on the media speaking and acting like the communist Marxists that they are, trying to shove this critical queer theory ideology down our throats and down our kids' throats. You know, I saw a reporting this morning that a school up in the Northeast, the kids were told they had to wear pride stickers and t-shirts, and the school, you know, government school put posters up, and the kids said, no, absolutely not. The majority of them said no. They threw the stickers on the ground, stomped on them. Posters were being pulled off the thing. They wore red, white, and blue to school that day and said, these are our pride colors. This is the United States of America. We're not going to buy into your Marxism and your critical theory stuff that the communists like to use. And those are facts. It's communism and Marxism right out of the Frankfurt School under the critical theory thread, just like critical race theory, critical queer theory, critical trans theory. It's all a way to separate our children from their families and their parents, and separate some society from each other, and get people to hate each other and divide us, because divide and conquer is a true methodology that has been proven successful by tyrants over and over again. And the communists are very good at it. They've tried it for decades in this country. If you look at the 1960s, the Soviet communists were using critical race theory to try to separate us and divide us, and eventually we were able to come back together. But now it's happening from within our own country with our own politicians, and we have to resist it publicly and emphatically every single step of the way. That's why people like me during this Pride year, you know, I used to go, okay, people can do whatever as long as they don't, the government's not trying to shove it down my throat. But this year, the government is shoving it down our throat. This president that's been installed put a Pride flag up in the place of the American flag on the White House in the prominent position, violating the law. Schools are having these celebrations. I just tweeted out a flyer from Laughlin Air Force Base. They're going to have a pride parade through base housing where military families and kids are there and the base commanders supporting it. It's ridiculous. That is the use of government force to force a Marxist ideology down onto the American people. And in the military, that is the ultimate use of force. A commander, and I've been a commander four times in the U.S. Air Force, and the ultimate power that a military commander has over his people and their families when they're living on that base is ultimate. I mean,
it's absolute. Absolute power.
You are Caesar. You are Caesar. If you choose to abuse and misuse that power, like what's happening at Laughlin Air Force Base on those military families, there's not a whole lot of recourse that those families have in their military members. If they stand up and try to resist, then the command, we can take them to court under the Uniform Code of Military Justice for something called conduct unbecoming an NCO or an airman or an officer, which is a big grab bag of we didn't like what you said or did. So it's very dangerous to use government force to press an ideology like critical theory onto the American people, all the way down to our little kids. That's why the fight is so important. So in those states, it's even more important to show up and resist publicly and adamantly, you know, tell your kids, don't you dare, if you don't want to wear a pride sticker or participate in a pride ceremony at a government school, you tell me it's happening. If I don't catch it, I will show up and we will publicly call
them
out.
The slope is so dangerous. And by the way, these are the same people when you show up, taking us back to the beginning of this conversation, you are the people that the FBI and the DOJ are spying on. You are the people whose data they are collecting and then doing nefarious things with. The ultimate goal, the slope of this transgender indoctrination and the normalization of homosexuality for kids is because ultimately they want to make it normal and legal. They want to make pedophilia legal. They want to make it legal for grown men to have sex with little boys. That is the goal here. That is the end goal. So when you have schools that are infiltrated with pedophiles, when you have a military, as you said, that's infiltrated with commanders who are shoving this down the throats of airmen with no recourse at all whatsoever, because that airman could be court-martialed and thrown into the gulag if they speak up. When you have a military that is essentially failing to do its only absolute duty, which is to protect the borders of our country from physical invasion and to protect its citizens from harm that would be brought by those invaders. And that's what's happening. We're physically being invaded. We have a conquered country, don't we? I mean, that military is failing to do its only absolute duty. Are we a conquered country, Colonel?
Not just the military, but the federal government's absolute duty is to protect our liberty, whether it's through national defense by protecting our borders or fighting off an enemy that attacks us and tries to kill us anywhere in the world, or whether it's the government preventing their elected officials preventing groups like the FBI, which is no better than the Stasi of the old East Germans or the KGB of the old Soviet Union, or worse, the Gestapo of the Nazi Germans. This FBI is no better than any of that because they've taken this power that our Congress has given them and continues to give them every time it comes up for reauthorization, and they're using it against us. You know what the FBI said about the 278,000 times that illegal surveillance without a warrant was done on American citizens since 2016? Every single one of them, when they investigated it, said it was an accident.
150 illegal searches a day. 150 a day.
Yeah, it was an accident. We didn't mean to do that. Trust us. And they're testifying under oath before the Senate this week. And they're saying, oh, it was an accident. We really didn't mean to do that. And I know that the deputy director in his testimony, when he talked about that, he said, well, I don't agree with that assessment. The investigation team is going to have to take another look at it. But they're up there trying to get reauthorization. So they're going to say whatever they want because they know they can lie, they can misdirect, they can use propaganda. They've come in and said, well, this is a matter of life and death, because they try to go back to the 9/11 issue where they didn't need this capability. They had the information in their hands from an FBI agent about the 9/11 attacks and what was going on with training Islamist pilots in the United States, where they weren't learning how to land. It was reported in letters all the way to the top. And you know what? They ignored it. They don't need this capability. It's not a matter of life and death, except for the life and death of American citizens. We've had men commit suicide over being incarcerated before trial illegally over the January 6th fiasco. And that is despicable. We had an American Air Force veteran shot in cold blood during January 6th. In a bad shoot that the FBI has said, oh, no, it was a good shoot. Oh, no, without any investigation. They didn't even interview the shooter. I won't even call him a police officer. He's a damn shooter and a murderer for killing Ashley Babbitt in cold blood for no reason whatsoever. It was a completely bad shoot. Look, when I was a commander and vice commander in the Air Force, I had hundreds, 630 law enforcement officers under my command, directly executing rules of engagement policy on the use of force when it comes to law enforcement. And that was a bad shoot. But you know what? They're lying to the Senate. Oh, no, it was good. They're lying to us. And you know what's really bad, Stu, is just like the old adage says, they're lying. They know they're lying. We know they're lying. And worse yet, they know we know they're lying, and they continue to get away with it and do it.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. We have to continue to resist and push back. And yes, they are following us. They are looking at us. Look, my only income is my military retirement. I could be crushed by the state at any moment now. And everything that I've ever worked for, I would lose it if they decided to do that. But it's my American citizen duty to call this out and resist this tyranny over and over again. And it's my right to call for the abolishment of this federal government and a reinstitution of a new federal government that will do its number one function, which is to protect my liberty. And it's no longer doing that. We've wrote it down in our Declaration of Independence. We designed the constitutional government that the states agreed to join into to do exactly that. And it's failing to do it. The other thing that we can do, I forgot to mention this when you asked that question, is, you know, a constitutional convention doesn't have to be called by the people in Washington. There is an organization and a group that's trying to get one done called the Convention of States under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution. We're slowly getting more states to pass a resolution to agree to call for that convention. And it's a convention to amend the Constitution. If we could get that done, we can do that.
I'm not sold. I gotta be honest. I'm not sold on the convention. I haven't heard the best airtight argument for that. And once we start amending the Constitution instead of enforcing the Constitution, we muddy the waters with, well, then what about the enemy? They could just as easily amend our Constitution as well. They're completely ignoring it already. The enforcement mechanism has to be the people. At the end of the day, abolishing the government is up to 350 some odd a million Americans. It is our duty to abolish and tear down this federal government that is abusive, it's murderous, it's oppressive, it's criminal. That's what this is. The FBI, if I were president tomorrow, one of the first things that I would do, A, abolish the IRS. They're criminals. Number two, yep. I would deem the FBI a terrorist organization, and then I would treat them accordingly. Along with the DEA, along with the Board of Education, the Department of Education, these people are terrorists as well. Along with the FDA, they are murderous. Along with the CDC, yep. They are murderous. You know, this Rochelle Walensky was approached by a friend of the show, Ivan Raiklin, while she was giving testimony, and he just asked her, I'm really excited about hearing you testify about the 38,000 murders that you've helped to commit. 38,000, by the way, is less than 1%. That's the vaccine adverse events reporting system numbers that he was using. I got to believe it's well into the millions of people who have died from these shots, and she was responsible for that as well. Won't get into that. That's a big, deep hole that we don't have time to get into, but we hope that you'll come back again. Some wise words there about tearing down our government, and I think that that's what what needs to seriously be considered by Americans who are having these conversations at their dinner table. You're looking across the table at your children who are coming home and reporting that there are furries that are barking at them and meowing at them. We have teachers that are bringing litter boxes into the classrooms while instead of asking how recess was, they teach them that they will absolutely call them by their preferred pronouns and ask them what sex they identify as. We're talking about kids as young as kindergartners and even preschoolers that are being indoctrinated here. That's the real life issues. And no, Vladimir Putin didn't force you to go get an injection. Vladimir Putin isn't changing the sex of your kids by cutting their penis off and mutilating the genitals of your little girls. No, that's being done right here at home. The real criminals are in that illegitimate regime, that Biden White House, that pedophile that's in the White House, this installed fake president and everybody around him, this administration. Our government has been hijacked by a corporate crime syndicate, and they are systematically targeting your children and targeting you for death and control, period. And that's what needs to happen. It needs to be abolished. I'd love to have you back to talk more specifics on that in the upcoming days. Colonel Rob Manis, thank you so much for being here. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust, the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. Z-Stack protocol. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Take a look around when you're out in public. If you're being honest with yourself, if you're really people watching, if you're honestly assessing the population, you can't lie. People are fat. I mean, more obesity is prevalent now than ever before. The woke tyrants of America want you to be obese and disgusting. So one of the most important ways that you can fight back is by staying at a healthy weight. But with so much addictive and poisonous food out there, that can be a challenge. Basically, anything that comes in a package or a wrapper or a box, you can safely assume is poisonous. It's bad for you, bad for your children. Don't put it in their systems. Fortunately, there are products that can help if you are struggling with obesity. Dr. Bruce Fong is a medical director at Neutronics Lab. They're best known today for providing IGF-1, which you can buy at getigf1.com. But that's not all they have. Today, Dr. Fong is joining us to talk about berberine. Berberine is a plant-based product with an anti-inflammatory property that's just now being found to have weight loss benefits as well. Berberine can help bring blood sugar under control, improve gut health, improve heart health, and of course, cut weight by improving your overall metabolic rate, the rate at which your body burns energy. We want to learn more about that. And to that end, Dr. Bruce Fong joins us now. Dr. Fong, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate being on the show, Stu. And yeah, absolutely. We're here at Neutronics. We're so excited about being able to offer berberine as the newest addition to an already effective weight loss product we have. But the berberine literally comes from Chinese medicine, and it's an isolate of a specific Chinese herb. And really, it's had just numerous properties that have been noted that can be beneficial to anybody from various things. And you've said about metabolism, about weight loss, about lipid reduction, and really everything in the body. But I mean, it has protective effects for the heart, the liver, the kidney. But the thing you hit on most importantly is that it's an immune modulator. It helps to reduce inflammation. And really, it works through a lot of various mechanisms that are very basic to our metabolism, in particular, energy production. And I think other medical professionals out there like myself will probably dread the words to the Krebs cycle, which we had to memorize back in our early days of our learning. But it goes back to things like that whole thing that we all had to learn many years ago, and many of us probably not remember most of the steps of anymore. But in particular, when you're talking about weight loss, berberine works through specifically a very interesting mechanism where we have something called the adenosine monophosphate kinase, activated kinase. And it's a specific type of enzyme that actually essentially catalyzes your metabolism, where it allows your body to burn up both fat and sugar quite effectively. In fact, there was a study done recently that demonstrated very similar effects with using both comparing berberine and one of the statin drugs. Whereas the berberine alone actually reduced what we normally worry about is the low density lipids by a fairly large percentage. It actually was a little bit more effective than the statin, and actually shown when combined, it had a nearly 40% reduction in the LDL, which was really impressive when you would think about that.
Big Pharma is advertising a lot of these stick yourself in the gut products that were originally designed for something completely different. Now people are like, oh crap, I can lose weight by injecting myself with this stuff. And so now these products are being abused. Rightly, right. Nobody trusts Big Pharma anymore. And almost equally as accurately and justifiably, the majority of people who view this show don't trust people in white lab coats. Not to say that's you. Not to say that. Yeah, exactly. Right. But is this a natural? This is a natural product. Has there been studies? Is there anything in this that we don't know about? Is there any potential long term negative side effects to this, to the use of this berberine?
Again, the berberine, again, if you look at if you take it all the way back to the original Chinese herbal medication. Long-standing histories of very safe, efficacious use, little to no side effects, really. And the beautiful part about this is that, again, this is all coming from nature. It really is melding with our body and just basically enhancing our normal biochemistry, our normal physiology. And so, again, this is something that I would recommend to my patients almost universally. I mean, obviously, as a physician, I would go by a case-by-case basis, but there's really very little that would prevent me from putting this on my various patients for the appropriate reasons, such as weight loss. So again, in regards to that, also remember what I mentioned earlier about this is an incredible effect that has been discovered. Same mechanism through that adenosine monophosphate activated kinase that we see a very excellent utilization of sugar. As we all know, sugar in our body causes all kinds of problems.
Sure does. Yep.
Yeah. So, and one of the interesting things that research is now showing is that this particular enzyme, this kinase, actually promotes the ability of the body's cells to utilize the sugar. And it's not just utilize the sugar, but guess what? It actually slows down the production in your body, because in case you don't know it, your body actually makes sugar from stores that are there. We call them glycogen stores that are stored in the liver. It actually, through this mechanism, inhibits release of the glycogen being converted back into the glucose. Also, it promotes glycolysis, which is where you're breaking down the sugar itself. And ultimately, what I said earlier, it promotes the metabolism of the sugar. So promoting metabolism of the sugar, helping to lower all of the various lipids across the board. Again, these are very critical things for everyday maintenance for every American, really every person on the planet.
And it's got anti-inflammatory properties as well. Inflammation obviously causes all kinds of things. You can attribute that to many cancers and all sorts of other things. Inflammation is the root of all bodily evil, really, actually. So how can people research this some more, and where can they go find this product?
So I would tell you that go ahead and go to the website you mentioned earlier, getigf1.com. That's a good, easy one to remember where this product is available. I represent Nutronix Labs. That's NutronixLabs.com. We have a whole page devoted to this. And, you know, basically various links that are available for that as well.
Great.
And so, again, Stu, you're hitting the nail on the head. I mean, my clinic deals with inflammation as the root of all evil. And some of the other benefits of berberine are in its immunomodulatory effect, which reduces inflammation. It can help actually prevent atherosclerosis. It can help prevent heart disease. It helps various inflammatory conditions, and it's been well known to do that. I mean, we can talk for hours on all the different benefits, but the bottom line is that prevention or that modulation and control of that inflammation is absolutely key.
Well, I think we've lost Western medicine, and you know, so it's finding a doctor that you trust it can be a challenge right now. So I had to work very hard to find a doctor that I trust. I do trust my doctor. And prior to your appearance here on the show, I asked him about this berberine, and he said, yeah, I don't see anything wrong. I see nothing but beneficial things inside of this. I would recommend that you try it. So if you're dealing with obesity or inflammation, or you're not feeling right, or you're battling sugar issues, this is a product that you should try out. Check it out at getigf1.com. Again, that's getigf1.com, getigf1. Dr. Fong, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you too, Stu. Have a great one.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescription. Exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Well, I was very excited to learn that a record-smashing number of people are now viewing the Stu Peters Show and shows across the Stu Peters Network on their Roku TV. So if you have a Roku TV, go search for the Stu Peters Network app, download it. It's never been easier to watch our broadcasts on your big smart devices that are mounted on your walls. Also, if you have Fire Stick or if you have Apple TV. By the way, Rumble is also downloadable on most smart TVs. So if you download Rumble, if you want to watch the program not on your phone and, trying to, bug out, get bad posture, your neck cramps, all that stuff. Yeah, it's just bad. So download the Stu Peters Network app on your Roku TV. None of this growth would be possible, by the way, if we weren't here, and we wouldn't be here in the first place if it wasn't for Carlos Cortez over at Cortez Wealth Management, who was the first to financially contribute by advertising on what was then known as the Patriotically Correct radio show with myself and Richard Leonard, who, by the way, also has a show every weekend, The Richard Leonard Show. It's a military-focused show, and I think that you'd really enjoy it. If you haven't had the opportunity, please check that out. As well as In the Trenches with Teddy Daniels. That show is exploding. Of course, Uncensored with Maria Z. Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine, and of course, Crosstalk News. Great shows across the network, and more to come, by the way, with Paul Harrell. Excited about that. The expansion, the growth, it's all a great thing. We're getting the word out. People are sharing, and that's because of you. And thanks again to Carlos Cortez. You should book that personal appointment with him by going to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. They're waving at me. I'm over time. The syndicates on DirecTV and Dish Network are kicking us off. Call them in the office, 813-448-3446. We'll be back tomorrow. It'll be Friday on the Stu Peters Show. Until then, God bless you.